Thank you, Steve. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. And every other Wednesday, our friend Dane Neal, the host of On the Road with Dane Neal, stops by and we talk about the world of food. This is that every other Wednesday. Hello, Dane.
And the world of food really is just representative of Chicago and the greater metropolitan area.
Yes.
Around Chicago.
That's so true.
Excited. You know, when it comes to the whole food situation, there was a time, 10, 15 years ago when I was doing some of the stuff and syndicated stuff where you had maybe a Charlie Trotter's or a Frontier. Those were the conversations that are now. The landscape is big. Mm-hmm. So many great restaurants, so many stars of the restaurant world, so many great places. But a lot of them aren't necessarily the ones that you'd think about that are in all these diverse, awesome, delicious neighborhoods. And so it was great to have Sue Park come in. She, of course, you know her from the Fab Food Chicago. That's her thing. She's one of the top Zagat 100 Instagrammers in the country and a new author of Chicago Food Crawls. So you think about these crawls that you can do. You can get out and kind of take things in a bite-sized, no pun intended way, and do it. And she's got 18 different neighborhoods,
uh-huh,
kind of broken down the places you should go and check them all out, of course, but maybe some of the ones you should try first. Sue Park.
Sue, congratulations. I know this is your first book. I know that that must be an amazing feeling to hold something you've created in your hand like this.
Yes, thank you.
For people who are unaware of what that term means, I like to think most of us know, but a food crawl qualifies as what exactly?
So, yes, the book is the ultimate food guide through the city neighborhoods. So whether you're living in Chicago or you're visiting Chicago, it's just a fun way to explore through the crawls. And it's just kind of like going into a neighborhood, stopping in a restaurant for brunch, mm-hmm, and then going to another restaurant, grabbing a drink, maybe stop by another restaurant for dinner. So mm-hmm, it's just trying different foods in different neighborhoods.
It's not an organized thing. You do this on your own, correct?
Yes.
All right. I like that idea.
So ideally, would this encompass, is there a limit? Is there a minimum and a maximum as to how many restaurants or pubs or eateries this would include? What's ideal?
No, there's about like 3 to 10 restaurants in each neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can fully go and eat at 10 restaurants.
You'd be surprised.
That's a challenge.
I could shock you.
So it's like a loose food crawl. You may come back to the neighborhood and try different restaurants,
yeah,
but you don't have to do it all in one day.
Right. How'd you come up with this idea to make this into a book?
So actually the publisher has a series. So this is a third city in the series.
There's one in Boston and then also in New York?
New York.
And so it's, I think, high praise, right, to be, okay, we've got to go ahead and document this. But this is still, quite an undertaking to do justice to the food scene in all those great neighborhoods. I mean, it had to be a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
Right. But how pleasant would
delicious
it be?
Work.
Oh, Wendy and I are looking through the pictures in this book. We want to jump into the photographs.
Yeah, there's about like over 150 restaurants in there. So
yeah.
I did go and dine at each restaurant.
Twice.
Tough, you tough poor
work.
Baby.
This is awful.
It is hard.
Well, it turns into work. I just want to tell you how beautiful this book is to look at. The cover, the pictures of food could not be any better.
And Sue, is that part of kind of how you get that street cred as one of the 100 top Instagrammers? Instagram is really kind of the medium of choice when it comes to pictures, photography, food. Because, you took, I think, almost all of these photographs in here. You took yourself.
Yeah, I took about 95% of the photos in there, and food is all about visuals, so mm-hmm, it was important to have really great pictures in there.
How did you make the selections, or did, well, I don't know if it was up to you or not, Sue, but how is it chosen as to which places would be included in the book?
So I was able to choose all the restaurants that were in there. I've lived in Chicago all my life since I was 3 years old, so there are some of my favorite restaurants that I go to. Also, it was a year process to do this, so I wanted to include some of the mom and pop restaurants that I go to as well. There's a big range, so you have mom and pop restaurants to Alinea, but it was just some of my favorite restaurants that I wanted to go to.
When you decided to do this, what was the number one? You go, I'm going to write this book about food crawls, so I have to go to where?
I wanted to go to Pilsen,
yeah,
because I don't really get out there very much.
Oh,
Oh, is that where the taco crawl is? Because yes. I want to go there.
There is a taco crawl so in good. There. Because, you know, in Pilsen, we do have, like, the new restaurants that are popping up there. But I did want to honor the Mexican restaurants that have been there for 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those that's kind of, you know, on that radar screen is one of those cool places to go and a lot of the great spots in there. But you had 20 neighborhoods that you chose to feature that you did stuff for. The publisher kind of cut it back to 18. So even as dialed in as you are to the food scene, there had to be some that were less familiar than that. So talk a little bit about some of the different, you mentioned Evanston, and unfortunately Bill Heckes is not, didn't make it this year. But what were some of the other ones that may not be as front of mind as, let's say, a Pilsen?
Yeah, so there is one suburb, which is Evanston. Mm-hmm. I think the suburbs gets a bad rep of having chain restaurants and stuff. But I wanted to include Evanston. The dining scene is so vibrant there.
Yes, it is.
And it's so close to the city.
Yeah. What were some of the places in Evanston you chose?
Have you been to Hewn?
No. It's no, a, what is that?
It's a bakery, and they make hand-forged artisan bread.
Yeah.
And it's amazing there. Nakorn.
I know that one.
Yeah. Smiley Brothers.
Yep. Go there all the time. That's a brewery that feels like when you're in there, you feel like you're in Colorado. Everything about it has a big mountain, airy space. The food does. The atmosphere does.
Lumberjacks.
A lot of Broncos fans for some weird reason. But I always feel like I'm in Colorado when I'm there.
And the story is great. I mean, it is opened by five brothers.
Yeah.
Their dad was from Texas, so that's why they have barbecue food.
Yeah.
And in the book, that was what was important to me as well, showcasing the food, but also telling the stories of the people behind it.
So you bring up the pictures, and it is a beautiful book to look at. But that is one of the things that I thought was really great. It's something that I've always looked to do or thought was kind of compelling as far as the stories. It isn't just a list of restaurants and maybe a list of dishes and maybe some pictures. Is you do really get into the kind of the backstory, kind of like that great journey. And they're so diverse, you know, all the different stories of who they are, you know, the background, how they got into this. But I think it's important to give people that full scope.
Yeah, because you have so many choices as far as like which restaurants you want to go to, and I feel like you have a deeper connections if you know the story behind the restaurants.
Yep.
All right, I found a tip on page 9 in Bridgeport. There's a secret menu item, and we have talked about the In-N-Out burger. I finally had one for the first time last year. I gotta be honest with you, I wasn't that impressed.
Oh, wow.
But there is like a version, Chicago's version of an In-N-Out burger.
Yeah, it's called Up and Over, and it's at the Duck Inn.
Literally.
It looks so much better. Look at that thing.
It's in delicious. Bridgeport. Where, Sue, in Bridgeport?
The Duck Inn.
The Duck Inn, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of tips, insider tips, secret menu items, specials that you'll find in the crawl.
With the secret menu items, a lot of times a restaurant will have a dish that they'll have maybe as a special or for a limited time. But if you go there and you know about it and you ask and they can accommodate you, they'll go out of their way to make sure.
Yeah, these are dishes that are not on the menu and you ask for.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel kind of special when you get to ask for it, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Like you're into espionage.
The book is called Chicago Food Crawl. Sue Park is the author. We'll continue this conversation in just a moment.
And the segment with Dane Neal is sponsored by Resurrection University. Dane Neal's in the studio. We're also talking with Sue Park, who has her first book. It's a gorgeous one, Chicago Food Crawls.
People want a sequel, Sue. I'm already hearing word on the street. They want more.
I was thinking about that, Bill. As you go to places you can only fit, they cut a couple neighborhoods out.
Yep.
Have you already started thinking? Of course, it's crazy to think of, right? It's just going a follow-up, mm-hmm. A sequel.
You know, after I wrote this book, I took a break. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to write anything. I didn't want to take any photos.
Yeah.
But I'm fully out of my food coma now. But
When you would do this, Sue, would you go and eat at these various restaurants and then write about it right away? Or did you wait a day or two? How did that play out?
So all these places I've been to before, but I did write about it right away so I could remember it.
Yeah.
But there were times that I had to go to 5 to 6 restaurants in one day.
Wow.
So I did have to write it right.
So it's like which one had the crayons with the kiddie menu.
Yeah, I mean, my memory is not that great anymore, so I did have to write down everything.
Where can we find this book, Chicago Food Crawls?
You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Target, IndieBound, Books A Million, and some local bookstores.
There's a bonus crawl in here that I just found that I'm excited about.
There's several bonus crawls.
Ah. Oh. This is a Logan Square bar crawl.
Yes, there's a bar crawl.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
Are there any places out there that are doing where it's great to have a great either a beer or a cocktail with your dinner, but there are maybe destinations, you know, specifically for the cocktails? That's where you should go and maybe get a couple bites to complement the drink.
Yes, so Arbella in River North, they have really, really creative drinks, and it's based on drinks from all over the world.
Oh, that's cool.
And their food is really good as well.
Is it good for a restaurant when other restaurants pop up across the street or down the block a little bit? It brings more life to the area, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely does.
So more times than not, it's going to be a competition, but a friendly competition.
Exactly.
They want their neighbors to do well, don't they? It's good for them.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
It was part of it, too, because I think there's a couple things that happen here. In some, you're kind of shining a light of appreciation and recognition on places that maybe don't get a lot of attention. But then you've got places like West Loop, right, which are sort of everybody goes in pilgrimage, but it may be a nice way to bird dog an opportunity to make the most out of your stay, you know, because they're all different and they're all relatively expensive, and you can use the book as kind of a guidebook of what to do maybe first.
Right, exactly. And like, you get to choose, you know, based on like what you want to spend and what kind of vibe you want. So there are different restaurants in each neighborhood, and everyone knows West Loop is great for restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But as an Instagrammer, I had to include a dessert crawl in there in the West Loop that's very Instagrammable. So you have ice cream and cookies.
And we always think about, you know, rating whether it's like the food or the appearance or the ambiance,
sure,
or the quality, whatever. And you've got a vibometer. You mentioned it's assessing the vibe. What is it? How big is it? Does it fit in a suitcase? Is it a handheld device? The vibometer. What is it?
Exactly.
Another bonus crawl I found, Chicago favorites, the original Maxwell Street, Polish, yum, Garrett's Popcorn Shop, Johnny's Beef, Portillo's Hot Dogs, Gene and Jude's, Lou Malnati's. For you, a chapter, Bill?
Yeah.
Or a little blurb, hottest donuts in town.
Oh. What were the best of the donuts?
So I love donuts, and I had to include the donuts.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love fire cakes. Stand. There's a small donut shop in Uptown called Uptown Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they make really,
it's appropriate.
Really great, Uptown Donuts in Uptown. And they make really great donuts. But the bonus crawls are based on foods I love to eat. So there's sushi, there's donuts, there's pizza. Because Chicago is not all about the deep dish pizza.
Right.
Spaka is one of my...
Spakanopoli, yeah.
There was a group that was doing a donut tour, a pizza tour of Chicago recently, where they would take you, part of the deal was you went to five or six different classic Chicago pizza places. It seems like a lot to eat, but what would be better than that in Chicago?
And a piece at each place? You could do that.
Yeah, that's doable, right?
Part of I think, having this reputation that's out there now of Chicago as a world-class food destination, we still have a lot of those kind of preconceived notions on whether it's the pizza side or the hot dog side.
Right.
And you constantly have it. You know, people are like, oh, the deep dish, that's... It's not that's what everybody, we have everything.
Yeah,
we have everything.
Too.
Pub style, you've got like the, you know, the wood fired, you've got the Neapolitan pizza, you got everything, and everything done at a really high level. It's just but it's tough, right? Because you want to embrace the Lou Malnati's. There's nothing wrong with
it.
It's awesome. But we have everything.
Yeah, it's a world class food city, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree?
It is.
I am starving. Just
you
looking
do
through
a
this.
Scratch and sniff version of this book would sell a billion copies.
That would be amazing.
Better than the Vibe
meeting. Dane, I have to ask you, we just had the Beard Awards. They ended in controversy when one of the restaurateurs blocked another one around the last turn, so they had to do a photo finish. The Beard Awards were very exciting this year, weren't they?
For the listeners, too, Scott Miller, this is not related to the awards that he's usually trying to nominate himself for, if you remember him from Famous Beards. Yes, of course, and this is another, I think, testament to just that progression of Chicago on the recognition side as a great food city, is the James Beard Foundation Awards happened here in Chicago. We've had them. This is, I think, the fifth year, and I think they've signed up for another 7 years after that. So,
So
this will be the place that the entire food world, and literally the world, converges for what is recognized and is truly the Oscars of food. And so you'll see, you know, a number of your, whether it's like famous TV chefs and personalities and mover shakers and industry leaders and a lot of those great chefs coming in to you know, kind of receive those awards. And Chicago, well represented again. It was nice to see Kevin Bame and Rob Cass from the Boca Group getting their recognition. What I love about Publican Quality Bread, right? They ended up winning as well, been nominated a few times. So there's a great Chicago, not only representation in the audience, in the crowd as the nominees, but also for the awards. And and you see these different stories. What I love about it is one of those few events where you really get to witness firsthand, you know, someone achieving what is the top in their career, whether right. it's the Oscars or some of these other awards, and just that, you know, just like visually and through their speech and through those testimonials, like what it's like to really get there. And so it's a great moment. A lot of recognition for all those chefs and places and the American classics too. So you've got just some mom and pop places getting recognized, and it really does run the gamut from, like I said, small mom and pop places that have been doing things, you know, out in maybe a rural setting for the last 50, 60 years, to those hottest, you know, kind of greatest restaurants that are kind of on the cutting
edge. It's so good that we have them. They were in New York for years and years and years, and we kind of stole them away.
Yeah, they still have the media awards there, so they'll still do the cookbook awards, and some of the journalism stuff still happens in New York, and that's where the foundation is based out of. But for here at the Lyric, it's great. There's talk it may move venues. Mm-hmm. You know, it's consistently sold out. But I thought it was really great. It was the first time that I had watched it from start to finish, as opposed to just in the press room.
Right.
And it was, as award shows go, which, you know, without a dance number and, you know, without a music act.
Right.
It was compelling. There's some really great stuff.
Excellent. Sue Park's book is called Chicago Food Crawls. As she mentioned, it's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon,
Target,
wherever books are sold.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a great book, Sue. Dane, great to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Good seeing you guys. Thanks.
We'll take a break. We'll get you some news, and then more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.